Welcome to the White House Family Spoken Nonfiction Books Podcast, Holiday Edition, Episode 13. Today we're reading the book Money Under the Car Seat and Other Things to Thank God For by Daniel White III. 65 Thanksgiving Verses from the Holy Bible, Part 1. 1. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. Psalm 104. 2. O give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Psalm 105:1. 3. Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vow unto the Most High. Psalm 50:14. 4. Praise ye the Lord, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Psalm 106:1. 5. Rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Colossians 2:7. 6. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. 7. And he took the cup and gave thanks, and gave it unto them, saying, Drink ye all of it. Matthew 26:27. 8. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. John 11:41. 9. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever. Revelation 4:9. 10. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. 1 Timothy 1:12. 11. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully with me. Psalm 13:6. 12. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. Romans 1:8. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. Romans 1:8. 13. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Colossians 3:17. 14. By him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. Hebrews 13:15. 15. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 5:20. 16. Ye also helping together by prayer for us, that for the gift bestowed upon us by the means of many persons, thanks may be given by many on our behalf. 2 Corinthians 1:11. 17. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day, and prayed, and gave thanks before his God, as he did aforetime. Daniel 6:10. 18. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Psalm 35:18. 19. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers. 1 Thessalonians 1:2. 20. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes, as much as they would. John 6:11. 'Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this book and any other Christian fiction, nonfiction books read on this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first you must give him the pen by trusting him with the life he gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here is how. 1. Accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." 2. Accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." 3. Accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." 4. Accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8 and 9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." 5. Accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." With these facts in mind, please repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask him to come into your heart and save you this very moment. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. If you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read "What to Do After You Enter Through the Door." Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." Thank you once again for listening, and may God bless you until next time.